Now adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. Mr.
Sandman, you get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet. Make him the cutest
that I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two lips
like roses and clover. It's a great program. And tell him that his lonesome nights are
over, Sandman. What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted. Please turn on your
magic bee. Here he comes. Mr. Sandman, bring me a key. Here's David Hollander.
I don't know about you, but I sure love challenges, and that's the first time that's ever happened, but good morning. Whoa, all right, let's talk about challenges. I love them. I love to challenge myself and see what I don't know. And so I just took this 34-point challenge that we put together, and I was quite pleased with my score, but wow, what am I talking about? Well, if you thought about retiring, my team and I have prepared what's known as a 34-point retirement checklist challenge that'll answer all the questions that you need to know to get prepared for retirement. So we'll be talking more about that today. Good morning. I'm David Hollander, your host, and we have baseball back in town. We got the Dodgers. We're playing in LA, and hey, back to some normal, huh? Looking forward to that and hearing Marty after the show. I am David Hollander, your host, and this is Protect Your Assets Radio. For those of you just joining me for the first time, maybe you're turning in waiting to hear the game today. Well, welcome, people around here. You heard the jingle. They call me the Sandman. This has been my name for over 10 years. I hope my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here on KMBR. And that's because I am a financial advisor. I have been running a financial advising firm for over 25 years. And I'm also a licensed practicing California attorney. So if you have a question, maybe something came up, you want to know where the market's going, you want to know what's going to happen in the stimulus package, maybe you just got sued, or maybe your brother's taking advantage of your mom, whatever it happens to be, call us. I probably have an answer for you. 808-5627. You know the number. Give Raf a call right now. He's got nothing to do over there. Let's give him a call. 808-KNBR. Again, 808-5627. You have a question. Or during the week, if something comes up, maybe you get something in the mail, you don't know what to do, you can tweet us at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio, anytime you like. So if something is worth doing, then it's worth doing it right, right? And here at our company, we believe that when you start thinking about retirement, it's important to be ready. And so my team has created what's called the Checklist Challenge. And as I was going through this, I was amazed at all the different things that you need to get prepared for as you build your retirement. In fact, looking at this again, I always forget, 34. There's 34 different things that you need to check off to be ready to retire. And so this morning, we're going to go through, not all of it, we don't have time for that, but we're going to go through a lot of it, and it's going to help you get prepared. And so let's jump right to it, shall we? First and foremost, let's talk about question number one. Do you have a written budget for all necessary and discretionary spending? Yes or no? Yes or no, then you don't get to check that box. So what happens next? Why do you care about that? Well, because based on that budget, the next question, which is good, is do you have an estimate of the income you're going to need each year when you retire? True or false? Yes, I do. I don't. Well, if you don't, then here's what you need to do. The income sources that you're going to need, and on the sheet here, we actually have blanks for you to fill it out. First is your Social Security income. Now, I know there's many choices you can do when it comes to that, but what's the number? There's going to be some number you put in there because you're entitled to it. That's your Social Security. Next is the pension. Do you have a pension? And how much will that be? And there may be some choices around that as well. And which number should you put in that box? Next one, rental income. There's a lot of folks around here who have rental properties. And how much rent will you receive from your properties? Particularly now, are you have any tenants asking you for rent abatement or postponement or reduction? All those mean different things legally. And what are you doing? What could happen in the future? And then other income sources. I'm sure you have investment income. Maybe you have your own annuity type pensions you set up. Who knows? But all these income sources you need to itemize and lay out here on the checklist. Next, do you know how each one of those incomes will be challenged? Because there's going to be a tax on those. So tax I would consider as a challenge because you've got the government possibly changing tax rates here in the future. If you don't think tax rates are going up, again, this is my opinion, I think they're going up. Why? Because all of this stimulus, who's going to pay all that back? You and me, of course. So where are they going to get it? It's coming from taxes. Don't fool yourself. I think so. Anyway, so how are they going to tax all those boxes we just went over? Because that's a certain amount of money. Now, how about this one? I love this one. What year are you going to retire? I love it. Most people, look, you're not alone. A lot of people feel this way. So, you know, I know what year I'm going to retire. Yes or no? I don't know. Okay. If you're within 5 years, I love that one. I'm going to retire in the next 5 years. Okay. That's fine. So if you are within that 5 years of retirement, your financial advisor has calculated and documented for you your own income plan, right? No? Don't check that box in. What comes next is your income plan. So the plan that you've set up shows you which accounts you're going to withdraw money from. Now, the way we do this is every year we sit down with our clients towards the end of the year. And after we've made some tax adjustments, usually with the help of the tax man here in the office, we then figure out where the money's coming from next year and make sure that money hits your account every month. And that's something you should do too. Because if you're going to be lining up 2021 right now for your income, this might be a great time to do it. Why? Because there's an election coming up. And there's uncertainty between now and the end of the year. And if your account's at a certain value right now, this might be the time to be taking money off the table, so to speak, and putting it in a short-term bucket so you can live off that next year. Right? So that's one way you can do that. I love this one. I know the optimal time to draw Social Security to help maximize the net amount received after taxes. Do you know that? No? Okay. How about this one? I know the pension option to choose to help maximize my payments while still providing for my spouse if something happens to you. You know that? How about this one? This one's good. So this helps you lay this out. Do you have an inventory of all your household assets? Now, who's going to need this? Probably your wife or your kids or your husband if you're the, you know, the woman of the house running the money. So it's either way, but someone's going to need an inventory of those assets. And this, what's the home value? How much is it worth? Any other real estate you have? Land, what are those worth? Checking, savings, money markets, 401ks, IRAs? And do you know how each one of those are going to be taxed when they get sold in the future? Or how do you take withdrawals out of them, right? If you have equity, maybe you have a lot of equity in real estate. Should you refinance that debt right now and take money out of that and use that to live off of? Is that a better return on your investment than just letting it sit there in the ground? These are really good questions. And all of these have answers. But unless you're looking at all of this together, there's no way you really know. And that's why you need to have someone who looks at your tax return, someone who can look at everything you have and figure out what's the best place to take it right now. Because there's a lot of choices. And particularly with rates being low right now, could interest rates go lower? It looks like it. Look, if this stimulus bill, CARES 2, as they're calling it right now, comes out next week. And it looks like it's going to be $1.5 trillion, maybe $2 trillion. What does that mean? What does that ultimately mean to your tax rates in the future? to how you should position your accounts right now as we go into 2021. These are important questions. Now, coming up next, it's going to be time for our They Say segment. Everyone loves the They Say segment. And this is one I heard this week where they say that once you've completed a will and a trust, you're done. You don't ever have to look at it again. Is that true? We'll find out the answer to that question when we come back. You are listening to Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to PYAEvents.com and reserve your seat today. That's PYAEvents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. PYAEvents.com. Enjoy the rest of the ride.
Half a mile from the county fair and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Had the full of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to PYARadio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
If something's worth doing, certainly worth doing it right, don't you think? But when it comes to retirement, how do you know if you are doing it right? Well, any major dude will tell you that you need to have your own challenge checklist all lined up. And so this morning we're going through the retirement challenge checklist to see if you're all set up. Because everyone has a lot of the similar type of questions like this. Have you saved enough money for retirement? And of course, what if we see another stock market downturn? Certainly possible here in the future with all the uncertainty going on. It just takes one of the pillars to break if we don't get a stimulus bill next week. Takes care of all the problems. The Fed doesn't, on Wednesday, say something that's, again, so positive, then another problem, right? Who knows about what's going on with China right now? I mean, have you ever, an embassy. Remember those days? Kind of back to the, remember the Iranian oil crisis we had back in the 70s and 80s? Remember that? And the ejecting the embassies? What does that all mean? So if you're wondering about any of this, then I'm sure you have some questions. And the big question is, how do you get started on something like this? How do you know if you're ready to retire? Well, a good place to start is by looking at a checklist of sorts to make sure you have all your ducks in a row. Because before you go on a trip, before you take a big change in your life, don't you like to go through and check things off to make sure you got them covered? So this morning we're doing that. We're taking the retirement checklist challenge to see if you have your act together. And so the last segment, if you missed any of it, you can always go listen to our podcast. And I really encourage you to do that because it's a quick way to get my market update, to get what they say, and also find out about the content of the show. And so today, it is time once again for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers. And here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
So here's one they say. They say that once you've done a will and a trust, well, you're just done. You never have to look at it ever again. Is that really true? No, it's not. In fact, the answer, you're not going to believe this, the answer is at least every 3 years, you should be reviewing your estate plan with an attorney. Now, I hear this all the time on the air, and this is what really kind of bothers me. I'm an attorney. I went to law school. I passed the bar. I put in my time. You know what I mean? When you put in your time on something, especially as long as that took, and then you get a license to do it, should know what you're doing, right? And then so when people come along and they give you advice about estate planning, wills and trusts, and they're not attorneys, hear it all the time, and you listen because they're people of authority, apparently, and then bad things happen, and then you say, well, what happened? Well, first of all, they shouldn't have been doing it in the first place because they're not attorneys. Okay, they weren't schooled. They weren't educated. They didn't put in their time. You know what I mean? So be careful about that, because the they-sayers, these are the they-sayers, you know, they just say, well, that's it, and you're good. You're not good. And then when things blow up, who do you call? They call me. I am the Sandman. Always call me. It's okay. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. It's fine. But I hate to say it, but you should. This is part of your review. Now, look, I'm sure if you have investments, you're paying fees. And whether you know it or not, they're in there. Okay. And someone's collecting them somewhere. And for those fees, what are you getting? If you're paying someone a management fee to help you through all this every year, then there's certain things they should be reviewing. Again, it's on my checklist right here. It's right here in front of me on paper, black and white. Happy to give this out to you. Wait for it. But when it comes to this, every 3 years, as part of that checklist, when you do your review, I hope that your person is bringing in an estate planning attorney into that meeting or on the phone if you have one. Not a phone. I know you have a phone, but if you have an estate planning attorney, your financial advisor should be working with your estate planning attorney, should get them on the Zoom call with you. You guys should all be looking at each other on the review, and you should be saying, hey, you know, Joe this week, you know, he retired. He got some 401k rollover. His house is almost paid off. Do I need to change anything in the trust? The attorney then says, yeah, as a matter of fact, you should change the beneficiary to read do, right? I mean, that's what you should be getting. If you're not getting that, if your financial advisor is cutting corners and they're giving you that advice, then you better be worried. Because when things blow up, and I keep saying that because I see that almost every week, when things blow up, who do they call? Me. And that's okay. I don't mind taking the call, but I always just hate having to say, what were you thinking? Right? It's just not fair. You just say, well, I count on this person. I relied on them. They said everything was fine. It's not fine. And of course, no one's perfect. But if that person who's giving you advice is not licensed, is not trained, then it's really on you because you made the mistake. So ask the question, are you licensed? How long have you been doing this? How many cases have you handled? How many situations, how many deaths, how many rollovers? How many kids with issues and spouses and stuff fighting over things? How many of those have you seen? And what happens? And if they kind of look at you like they don't know, or they give you some answer that's not what you expected, run. Okay, run. All right, let's get into the checklist, because today is about the checklist challenge, and I'm moving on to see how well you're prepared for your retirement. Next on my list is medical and healthcare. This is one that is so difficult because there's so many choices and there's so much that you need to know about. So if you're going to retire before the age of 65, do you have a plan for your major medical insurance? Question mark, do you? If you retire after 65, do you know which Medicare option you're going to pick? Are you going to pick C? You know anything about the Medicare Advantage plans? Are you maximizing all of your HSA options? And do you know how you're going to cover your long-term care and nursing needs? When, you notice I say when, because the statistics are really high that if you're 65, married couple, or older, The question's when, not maybe. It's when. All right. Next on my sheet is the advanced planning stuff. Do you have a full understanding of all your management fees? These are the fees that your financial advisor is charging you right now, whether you know them or not. Because I love that one. Oh, they're not charging me anything. Really? Are you sure? Because that's not what the information says when I look it up. In fact, it says you're paying quite a bit. Maybe 2-3% in some cases. That's right. Do you have a full understanding of the fees and the risk that is in your portfolio right now? And does your financial advisor regularly review your accounts with you? What does regular mean? At least once a year. Look, if you're not getting a review at least once a year, then that's a problem. In this market we're in right now, maybe your advisor has discretion over your account, which means that he or she is trading it as necessary. But this year we've had a lot of activity. We've been doing a lot of rebalancing because the economics are changing so dramatically so quickly right now. I mean, this is I've been doing this for over 25 years and I've never seen a year like this year. I've never seen it as fast and as furious as it happens and where it's happening and why it's happening. It's challenging. So for anyone who's been doing this business for a while, they'll tell you. So how do you feel about it all? Don't ignore it. Do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Does your financial advisor coordinate your estate plan with your estate planning attorney to optimize your estate? What does that mean? It means to make sure that your kids or your heirs, your spouse, they get as much as they're legally entitled to before the government sticks their hand in it. You know what I mean? Now, coming up next, we're going to finish this off with tax efficient strategies, because this should be part of your plan. And again, I'm going to give you an outline here to follow as you build this yourself. As we come back, we're going to talk about this, because if you're leaving dollars on the table, particularly with tax rates in the future, then you really need to think about this. So I'll give you all the answers when I come back. You are listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with the Sandman. That's me. We'll be right back.
Any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. I thought
I did. If something's worth doing, it's worth doing it right. And when it comes to your retirement, boy, you better make sure you got it right. You don't want to run out of money in retirement. That'd be terrible. So this morning we're going through the checklist challenge. We put together a challenge for you to see if you are ready. Because how do you really know? So one way you can find out some of your options for retirement, we've been doing webinars right now, especially with the fact that we can't meet in person right now. I know it's, you know, wear your face mask. So smart. But once we can get back together, it'll be great. But in the meantime, we're doing webinars via the web, and you can watch them right in the comfort of your own home, on your laptop or wherever. And they're great, quick and easy. You learn different subjects. And so each week we've been doing. And so August 6th, Thursday at 3:30, we're going to be doing everything you wanted to know about annuities. Now, annuities have become popular again with all the stock market volatility we've seen in the last few months. A lot of people are looking at them again as a way to protect their principal from dropping, as a way to produce income in retirement. But there's a lot of things you need to know. There's some great aspects of annuities, but there's also some pretty bad things about them too. And what are those? Well, August 6th at 3:30, we're going to be going through that, and you'll have your own checklist. You can go through it and see if you know what you need to be doing or asking the questions when you consider that. And the best way to do that is to go to PYA Events. pyaevents.com, and you can register right there for the webinar. And then we'll send you an email to remind you and give you a link to click in and get into that. And then I'll be hosting that and going through these, you know, again, ideas and things you need to know about them. And that'll be on August 6th at 3:30. And tell a friend. You can tell a friend, give them that link, and they can join it as well. I'd like to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to John Elwood, Kathy Neidiger, and Tim Martin. Happy birthday to you guys. Can't believe July is almost over. Wow. Anyway, happy birthday to you guys, and I hope you have a great birthday week. Hope you enjoy next week. And today we are taking the Retirement Checklist Challenge. There are 34, total possible score of 34. And if you can get 34 out of 34, then you're doing everything right and you get an A-plus grade, okay? But maybe you're not. And maybe you only come back with a 16 or an 18, in which case you fail. And that's when you know, boy, I better be doing something different right now. So this morning, that's what we've been doing. We've been going through the Retirement Checklist Challenge. Right now, I want to talk to you about tax efficient strategies. This is a section in our challenge. I've been going through some of this morning. Again, there's a lot of good information here. I just don't have time today to go through it all. Unfortunately, I wish I had more time with you, but I don't. So if you want to get this, hold on, I'll give you in a minute. But do you have a CPA or an enrolled agent? Someone with a lot of experience who does taxes? Yes or no? This is a big one right here. Does your financial advisor review your tax return or review it with you? So just do they review it and then they review it with you at least once a year? Okay. Do they look at how you can optimize saving taxes in the next year? So do they come up with ideas with your CPA or tax person to figure out how do you pay less taxes on your income? If you don't answer yes to that, then that's a problem because there could be the way to convert or change things from taxable to tax-free, if that makes sense. Now, I know tax-free sounds great. Everyone says, I want tax-free, but it maybe doesn't make sense in your case. Maybe you're already paying very low tax rates and it'd be better to have taxable income. It'd be better to create more capital gains. And right now, this tax code is probably going to be around another year and a half, and then it's probably maybe, I don't know, but it could change. And then what? What if it goes up a lot and then everything changes and now you've made some bad decisions? So you have to be flexible around this. That's the key, is to be flexible and to have the right information. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today. My executive producer, network manager, doing it all, Kevin Renfer. And of course, all my fabulous producers back there are also helping out. Phil, Felicia, Claire, Raph, thank you very much. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Enjoy Marty coming up next in the game. So excited about the Giants back in town. So go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. The views and the opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.